pharmaceutical company found liable in landmark opioid case. For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Ullern for David Brancaccio. A jury in New York has found Teva Pharmaceuticals responsible for contributing to the deadly opioid epidemic in this country. The jury's decision yesterday is one of the few times there's actually been a verdict in an opioid lawsuit. Most settle out of court. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with the details. Nova, good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
So this is an important verdict here. What's going on? Why is that?
Yeah, this is a big deal, Andy, because it shows that juries are willing to rule against drug makers in a lawsuit that's based on state public nuisance laws. That's the central legal strategy behind these lawsuits against opioid makers and distributors. Now, public nuisance claims are usually brought against things like illegal drug dealing that hurts neighborhoods, but it was also the strategy used with tobacco companies. So with the opioid cases, when there have been rulings recently, judges have mostly been skeptical of public nuisance lawsuits. They've ruled in favor of the pharmaceutical companies. But this is now the second time that a jury has ruled against drug companies. So while that's a mixed record, it does strengthen the hand of state and local governments that have filed thousands of lawsuits and they're seeking settlements. In many cases, those settlements aren't done deals yet, Andy, if there are any deals at all.
That's right. But the New York State Attorney General has secured a bunch of settlements, right?
Yeah, that's right. So Teva is the only one that went to trial. Most of the others settled. Allergan settled for $200 million. Johnson & Johnson agreed to pay New York over $200 million. So far, the state has netted about $1.5 billion in settlements. The question now is, how much will Teva have to pay? They're promising to appeal. They say the state didn't prove its case. So between settlements that aren't completed and appeals, all of this is far from over, but this trial certainly shows that juries can be swayed in public nuisance lawsuits.
Marketplace Nova Safo, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.4%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all each down 0.2% this morning. The Dow future is down 70 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is down at 1.51%. And from the desk of Even Those Companies Can't Escape Inflation, IKEA says it's going to raise the prices of a bunch of products around the world because of higher transport and raw materials cost. Earlier this year, the Swedish retailer said a lot of its products simply weren't available on its shelves, but that didn't hurt the company's cash flow. IKEA is privately owned, but said in October that its revenue rose by 6.3% this year.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not going to be the New Year's Eve celebration that a lot of businesses were hoping for. Concerns about the rapidly spreading Omicron variant, along with labor shortages, are derailing celebrations at bars, restaurants, and clubs. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more.
New Year's Eve is a big moneymaker in the food and drink industry. There are the prefix menus, open bars, and special events, all marked up for higher profit margins. And though some businesses will still toast tonight at midnight, others have decided to close because of safety concerns or limited staff. Many are dealing with a mess of canceled reservations. Steve Zagor, a restaurant consultant who teaches at Columbia Business School, says the fourth quarter can make up as much as 40% of the year's business.
And that really comes to a crescendo in December, where we've got the holiday season that people really let it go and have an exciting time and spend a lot of money.
He says businesses need that end of year income to sustain themselves during the lull that comes in January and February. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And that normally huge New Year's Eve gathering in Times Square is being scaled back too, but the amount of confetti being dropped on those celebrating is not. 3,000 pounds of tissue paper confetti is going to be thrown by hand on some 15,000 people. Now, while large gatherings are less common these days, more people are looking to confetti to liven up their private celebrations. In New York, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes explains.
There's been a New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square for more than a century. The first ball drop was in 1907. Then in 1993, on live television, host Dick Clark pointed out a new feature.
We're in the middle of a snowstorm, but it's live in Times Square with a deluge of confetti.
The paper confetti, cut extra large so people could see it on TV, was part of an effort to revitalize the area, which was known for being kind of seedy.
It used to just be a big, you know, drunken brawl out there with a bunch of people and no organization.
Treb Heining has been in charge of the confetti drop ever since it started.
The cue was given at about 20 seconds to midnight, and that raucous sound that you heard doubles. Your arms get goosebumps. It's hard for me to talk about it.
As much as Heining loves the custom-made confetti, he also won't talk about it. Details like where he gets it or how much it costs. He'll only say it's made from recycled material. It's also biodegradable. Despite that, ecologist Danielle Green of Anglia Ruskin University says we still don't know how it affects the environment.
If you have to throw something, I mean, don't. I don't know. I'd say go for the most kind of natural, benign thing that you can.
But people do want to throw things right now. Jennifer Burns is with the e-commerce site Ultimate Confetti. She says sales are up this year from 2020.
We were still very blessed to still sell a lot of confetti.
Nearly $1 million worth, close to where sales were before the pandemic. Burns says private celebrations like graduations and gender reveal parties are a growing part of her confetti business.
It's something to kind of throw up in the air and just kind of this big sigh of like, I think just fun. And it's usually very cost-effective fun.
Because confetti is all about release, which we could all use these days, especially if it doesn't break the budget. In New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
If you were planning on celebrating the New Year with a quick flight somewhere, make sure to check your itinerary this morning. According to the website FlightAware, more than 1,300 flights here in the U.S. had been canceled by late Thursday, so last night, and about half as many canceled today and for Saturday each. Our digital producer is Redmond Carolipio. Our engineers are Jessen Dooler, Jake Cherry, and Jay Siebold, who, for the record, is a huge Paul Bufano fan. Just ask him. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.